Hello everyone, this is Relentless with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast in response to NERCI asking about the U.S. education system. I guess the best way to go about answering your questions would be to pretty much describe the way you describe the Australian system. We start over here with grade school. It's sometimes split differently, but for all intents and purposes, grade school is 1 through 8. It could be split around 5th or 6th grade into what is called middle school or junior high, which are, I think, essentially the same. And then you move on to high school, which is normally 9 to 12. High school is something that pretty much is encouraged that everyone complete the 4 years, though it's not required by law. If you don't complete it, you can, via testing, get basically an equivalent of a high school diploma. I think it's called a GED. From year 12, graduating from high school, or receiving your equivalent, then the choices are fairly similar to what's going on in Australia. The one thing you don't actually elaborate on is whether or not everyone has the right to receive a higher education. Here in the U.S., once you complete high school, basically your ability to move on to higher education is somewhat dependent on your ability to afford it. That's a problem in this country. There are scholarships and grants and whatnot, but sometimes that does determine what route people take, as opposed to the route taken being chosen by what they actually want to do. After high school, your choices, yes, we have trade schools, technical colleges. Your question regarding the difference between a community college and other universities, well, there's many various degrees. A community college typically could either get you trade school type education or actually an associate's degree, which is over here your college degrees are they begin at associate's degrees or bachelor's degrees is pretty much the two major splits. An associate's degree being a 2-year degree and a bachelor's being a 4-year degree. There are some rare exceptions to certain undergraduate fields would actually require 5 years, but they're few and far between. So typically one chooses a community college degree for one of two reasons. Either you only want the associate's degree, or because they tend to be easier to afford, you are going to the community college for 2 years to then transfer to a 4-year college or university, basically to save some money. After a 4-year degree, yes, then you can go on and get a master's or a PhD, which would be your higher education. All of these things sound fairly similar to what's going on from what you describe, but then in terms of your questions regarding what do these things get you? Well, typically your higher degree or level of education will get you more money, flat out. Your question about Ivy League colleges, that really is all of the colleges and universities. You have your state institutions, and then you have private institutions. Ivy League institutions are typically private institutions. They are kind of considered the cream of the crop. Depending upon the higher institution you go to, may very well in this country determine how good your chances are of landing the better jobs in the better rated colleges and universities. Typically, companies will come to those institutions to interview students that are nearer graduation and basically recruit directly off the college campus. If you just go to any old school, that you're going to see less of that, less of the opportunity of actually having a job landed before you get out, and then you're hitting the pavement just like anybody else. It does seem that as time has gone on, the higher education is more and more important. Back in my day, when I graduated, not everyone got a college education. Well, still not everyone does. But job experience still kept you in a fair and level playing field as time went on. That is no longer the case. You could have someone now in their 40s who actually work their way up the ladder through experience to the extreme top of the corporate structure, who now is attempting to seek employment with another corporation, and some of those right off the bat, if you did not attend college, will not even consider your job experience without a degree. On the other hand, the degree itself may not be in a lot of fields as important as actually having it. My college degree, in fact, I have a 4-year liberal arts degree. I'm not going to say what I majored in. It has nothing to do with the field I'm in. I somehow landed in accounting, and my skills were acquired as I went along, and I'm pretty high up there on the ladder job-wise in accounting, but I do not actually have a degree in accounting. That's never stood in my way. But then again, I tend to avoid corporate America and prefer to work for smaller businesses where I can really put my skills to good use, helping a company grow. I think I've answered all your questions, I hope. If you have any more, go ahead and ask. This was just a brief overview on a rather long set of questions, and I hope I did describe it properly. And if any other people in the U.S. think I left anything out or should clarify anything or have different opinions, feel free to correct me. This was Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com, and hello to Nurki. I look forward to hearing more from you.